This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just, when we get onto these calls, I actually get nervous because, like, I get so worried as to what you're going to tell us, what is happening in Australia. So, what is happening in terms of anti-Semitism down there?
Oh my gosh! As listeners would be all too well aware, it's been an absolute horrific for 15 months now. It's gone from synagogues being firebombed to cars to private homes to daycare centres to arson attacks at schools, etc. And as we've discussed many times, the community has really been feeling under siege, and for good reason. And yet an incident happened in the last few days which has just so viscerally impacted the community. It's extraordinary. And what I'm talking about is there was an anti-racism conference, supposedly.
I love
at
these.
At the university in Queen. Mm. Yes, precisely. And at a university up in Queensland. Queensland is one of the northern states. And the Queensland University of Technology, and this alleged anti-racism conference. So the panel consisted of a number of people of whom have a record going back years of being absolutely toxic on not just on Israel, but against Jewish people. And in fact, one of the panelists at the beginning of this year said she hopes, and she's a lawyer, said she hopes that 2025 will mark the elimination of Israel off the planet.
Oh, lovely.
There she is on this anti-racism.
Because exactly. Nothing says anti-racism like the desire to destroy all Jews. Right.
A Jewish state. Mm. But wait, it gets worse. It gets worse. How does it get worse? One of the panelists is a Jewish woman, a lawyer as well. And she does a presentation. Now, just to tell listeners, the leader of the opposition in this country, his name is Peter Dutton, D-U-T-T-O-N. She does a presentation on what she calls Dutton's Jew. And so she has on the screen this, it looks like a poor version of a Superman caricature. And next, and with a big headline across the top of the screen, her PowerPoint, Dutton's Jew, Dutton being the opposition leader. And she says that all the people who classify as Dutton's Jew hate Muslims, hate Arabs, hate immigrants to this country. And it's this absolute playing on a lot of the tropes which we, the Jewish people, have been targeted with for hundreds of years, if not a couple of thousand years. And here's a Jewish lawyer who associates herself with this a fairly new, and I say group, even the word group is an exaggeration. It's a tiny little cabal of a handful of Jewish people and a website. They call themselves the Jewish Council of Australia. You know, council suggests that you are a representative, you're elected or something. No such thing.
It's all words. You know, they've taken language and words and have just rendered them meaningless. The Jewish, even Jewish is a problem. Council is a problem.
Yes.
Human rights, everything is just an inversion of the truth, which is so frightening.
It is frightening. And then, and just to add to the story, in the audience, and by the way, and while she's presenting, the audience, and you can hear it, you can see it, is sniggering and jeering, and it makes your blood run cold. And then in the audience was an academic from another university, former Israeli, and he posts and he puts up, and he's Jewish, and former Israeli, he's an associate professor, Yoni Nazarathi, and I think he'd filmed it himself, speaks to camera for about 5 minutes. This is out of the conference. And I think he's the person who posted this appalling presentation about the Dutton's Jew. And he was actually in tears. He said, I was in the audience. The audience turned on me and started shouting, shame, shame. I mean, it was a mob turned on this Jewish academic. And he becomes emotional when he talks about this public humiliation. It is beyond appalling. And I tell you, notwithstanding everything that has taken place, all the attacks, the firebombings, etc., this has so touched the raw nerve of 99% of Jewish people in this country, because it's not just an opinion or accusing Israel of something or genocide or whatever, but it's playing out every single trope, or a lot of the tropes, which we know so well, and doing it publicly and at an anti-racism conference, just in case we weren't aware. So mainstream media have picked it up hugely, and this person who was presenting, she's been scrabbling on the back foot. Oh, it was only a comedy. It was a comedy. It was satire, etc. But even yesterday, a very prominent Aboriginal lawyer professor wrote a column in one of the mainstream pieces saying that this young woman who gave the presentation, for her to say this was satire, she said she is deluded, and this was, quote, objective anti-Semitism. That came from an Aboriginal professor, not a Jewish person. So this issue has just absolutely just captivated everybody, but for all the wrong reasons.
It's just remarkable. It is just quite unbelievable, and this has become acceptable and the norm. Let's talk about a row over Australia's representatives at an Auschwitz commemoration.
So just very briefly, I know we're running out of time. As everyone would be well aware, yesterday was the 80th anniversary, January 27, 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. And, King Charles was there, and by the way, I thought gave an outstanding speech. So Australia sent its foreign minister, her name is Penny Wong, and she has been the subject of a lot of controversy within the Jewish community because of her repeated calls for two-state solution, et cetera, et cetera. And the other person who was sent was the Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, who comes from a Holocaust background, who's Jewish. And 11,000 members of the Jewish community signed a petition saying that Penny Wong, Australia's foreign minister, should not be representing this country. That was thunder, by the way. Should not be representing this country at Auschwitz. And so, like I say, 11,000 people signed this petition. That's a lot of people. Nevertheless, she did go. She was at Auschwitz yesterday and did speak and representing this country. But it just caused a bit of consternation amongst quite a number of members of the community that she was the one who was there. And what is part of the controversy is that when she visited Israel in about April or so, 4 or 5 months after October, she visited Israel but did not go down south. And that, for understandable reason, has caused a lot of concern and upset amongst the community. How can you go there months after October 7th? And not visit the Kibbutzim, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. That is where we leave it. Vic Aladef, thank you. As always, Vic is a former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every week at this time.